Nisechtes Nazir, Daf Mem Beis, the top line of Daf Mem Beis and Menalef, and the Gemara will now go back to discuss the Mishnah that was brought on Daf Mem Menalef from Nisechtes Negoyim in Perek Yudalad, Mishnah Dalad. And the Mishnah over there taught us, Shleishim Megalchim V'Taglachta Mitzvah, that there are three different categories of people that have a mitzvah to cut off their hair, and these are a specific requirement to cut off your hair using a razor, and the three are Nazir U'Mitzera V'Leviyim. Our Gemara now continues and quotes from the next part of the Mishnah. As Amamar, the Kulam Shagilcha Shalei Bitar, all these categories, the Nazir, the Mitzera, and the Levium, if they cut their hair and they shave themselves without using a razor, Oisha Shirish, they Cyrus, even if they used a razor but they left over two hairs, Loi Asab Loi Klum, they are in Yotze, the Mitzvah of Taglachas. And Agamar now states, Amar of Acha Breda Avika, Zoyse Meris, Rubik Akula Midraisa, that from our Mishnah we actually see that the only time that we say when there's a requirement to cut off all over here, you have to cut off all over here, and you can't leave any here, and you don't say the klal of Rubik Akulai, is only b'negeya, a nazir mitzera, and by Levium. However, generally, we would have a klal that Rubik Akulai. Rav Acha Breda Ravika continues, Mimai, and what is the right for this? Midigoli Rechmona Gabi Nazir, by Yoy Mashvi Yigalchena, since the Pasuk says b'negeya nazir, v'chiyomus mesala, v'pesel pisayim, v'timei resh nizrei, v'gilach resha b'yayim tarasai, so already says, and nazir has to shave his head on the day of his tira, the tira really didn't have to continue and say, by and since the Torah says this extra clause, therefore we learn that only b'negei and nazir do we say that when they are doing their mitzvah of taglachas, they have to cut off all the hair. However, in all other cases, we would generally have a klal of rubik akulai. The Gemara now asks, Maskev la Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanina, so Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanina asks Rabbi Acha Breda Rabbi Ika, how can you say this? So we learn from the pasuk of b'yom hashvi yugachano, if hai bin nazir tamik siv, this pasuk is stated regarding a nazir tamei, and therefore all we see is that b'negei nazir tamei, he has to cut off all of his hair, and we don't say the din of rubik akulai. And how do you know that this din applies to the taglachas of a nazir tar as well? And the Gemara states, in the West, in Eretz Yisrael, they laughed at the shaila of Rabbi Yisrael B'chnina, and Tosfos brings down that this is actually very interesting, because the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin on Daf Yud Zayin and Beis goes through various lashonis that were used by certain Amoraim, for example, Megadipa Ravo, or Tori Bei Rabbi Yechran, or Laid Ala Abaya. And the Gemara says over there that the lashon that Rabbi Yisrael B'chnina used to use is the lashon Mechachu Rabbi Merava, and as Tosfos says, V'hocha Eshkan Mechachu Al Dvarav, over here we see that people were laughing at the words of Rabbi Yisrael B'chnina, and Efshe this lashon was used as a midah k'neged midah. They explained that your shaila is not a shaila because mechte, let's see, nazir tamei de betar minolon. How do we know that you have to use a razor when you're shaving a nazir tamei? Min nazir tar yalef, it must be that they learned that from nazir tar. And just like we learned before, that there were two different shitas that had to know that a nazir tar has to use a razor, either as a tanakama held that the word tar was extra, and therefore we learned from the pasuk of tar lo yava reishai. And as the brisa continued on daf mem amud aleph, Rebbe stated, ein itzarch harei oimer tar lo yava reishai. And the Torah taught us that the only time that a Nazir cannot use a razor is only when he's a Nazir, but after he completes his days of Naziris, he has a chiyuv to use a razor. Since part of the din of Taglachas of Nazir Tameh is learned from Nazir Tara, so therefore we do the opposite as well, and Lacey Nazir Tara, the label to be Nazir Tameh, so now we learn the din of Nazir Tara from the din of Nazir Tameh, and we learn Mat Tameh Kishayesh Te Sayesh Vloy Klum of it, just like negated the din of Nazir Tameh, we see from the Pasuk of Bayoy Meshvi Yigachenu that we don't say the din of Rubik Kakulai, so therefore, Hachinami Kishayesh Te Sayis Vloy Klum Avid, the same din is also true by the Taglachas of a Nazir Tar, that we don't say the Klal of Rubik Akulai. And therefore, the only way the Taglachas of a Nazir Tamei or a Nazir Tar works is only if you cut off all your hair, and even if you only leave over two strands of hair, you would not be Yaitze Yechiv of Taglachas. And L'chariah, this Gemara is a bit Sarachbiyah, as it's mashma that we need a Pasuk in order to teach us that we don't say the din of Rubik Akulai by a Nazir Tamei and a Nazir Tar. And the question is that L'maisa, the Mishnah Masechtas Negoyim actually brought three dinim, and the Mishnah taught us that not only don't we say the din of Rubik Akulai b'negei and Nazir, but we also don't say the din of Rubik Akulai b'negei and Levium and b'negei and Mitzera. L'chayra, just like Agamari asked, that if the pasuk is by Nazir Tamei, we would not be able to understand that the same din applies b'negei and Nazir Tar, aside for the fact that we have a Mamatzinu. L'chayra, the Gemara should have also asked that how do we know that there's no din of Rubik Akulai b'negei and Mitzera and b'negei and Levium? So the Shita Mekubetzas actually says that b'negei and Mitzera, we have a pasuk that says kol sa'arei, and l'gabin levim, it says in the pasuk al kol besarim, and therefore in both those cases we also see that the Torah was makbid, they have to get rid of all of you here, and we don't say the din of rubik akulai. Now just to close the gap, Tosis as well as the Rush on Daf Mem Amud Aleph stated that all three dinim that Rav Tosfos stated of Lilkos Pa'achas La'akir B'shtayim Lista Inesese El Berev Reishoi, all based on Halach L'Mesh B'Sinai, and the din of La'akir B'shtayim was that at the end of the days of Nazir's B'Taira, you have to cut off all over here, and the Megillah Kol Reishoi V'Shayish Tei Sayers Lo'os Lo'i Taglachas, and it's clear that this din is based on Halach L'Mesh B'Sinai, and based on the Gemara that we just learned, as well as the Shita Mekubetzes, it definitely seems that you need a Pasuk to teach us this din. And for example, B'Negeya Naziris, we learned from a Pasuk of B'Yem HaShviya Gachenu that we don't say the din of Rubik Kekula B'Negeya Nazir. And L'Chayrit Tzarech Bia, what does it mean that there's Halacha L'Meshim Sinai over here if it seems that it's learned from a Pasuk? And I was thinking that it's possible that from the Pasuk of B'Yem HaShviya Gachenu, we learned that we don't say the Klal of Rubik Kekula, but then L'Chayra, you should have to cut off all of the hair of a Nazir, and even if you would leave over one hair, it should not be a proper Taglachas. L'Chayra, the din of Rav Chista is teaching us that it's Halacha L'Meshim Sinai, that even if you don't cut off all of your hair and you leave over one hair, that is still a valid taglachas, and the only time it's not a valid taglachas is if you leave over two or more strands of hair. And a few quick points before we continue, that Taisus in the second Taisus on the Amid, Hachu Dubai Kuloi Ba'al Merubik Kuloi, Taisus states that although B'chol HaTer Kuloi there's a din of Rubik Kuloi, however B'negei Pa'as Reishai, the Issa is even if you cut off Meloi Piazug, which is a very small amount of payas. And in relation to this Taisus, it's important to see Taisus on Daf Mem Alf and Beis, Dibu Maskel Hashta, on the last line, as Taisus says, Umiyu Tzarech Lizara, Shalai Lito Pa'asa Reish, Afilu Bim Mishraim, Deshapi Ikru Ka'in Tar, V'chein Nogu Oilam, Kishim Galchan Hatinaikis, L'shayi B'tzadeh, and Ha'bisayis, Ayin Shom. Number two, the Maratzchiyas points out that why does our Gemara say, Zoyse Meres Rubik Kekula Midiraisa, as if this is a major chiddush, if we know that B'chol HaTarikula, we say the din of Reiv, and we have a Pasuk that teaches us, Achu Rabam Hatais, and the Maratzchiyas explains that in a Chinami, based on the Pasuk of Achu Rabam Hatais, we understand it's a din of Reiv. However, based on the standard din of Reiv, we would still say that the meat is still around and it still exists. However, the chiddush of our Gemara is that there's a concept of Rubik Kekula Midiraisa, and we don't look at the meat at all, and it's as if the meat doesn't exist at all. And finally, the Achreinu are bothered that L'Chaira, how does our Gemara say that we would say the concept of Rubik Kekula B'negei the mitzvah of Taglachas if we never find a din of Reiv B'negei mitzvahs? For example, we can't say that if someone eats Reiv of a Kazayis of a Matzah, he'd be Yotze the Chiv of Matzah, or if someone goes to the mikvah, that's Reiv of Memsah, that he'd be Tar. And Ayin and Achreinim who discuss this. It's also important to note that the M'iri has a whole different gearsay in our Gemara and learns our Gemara very differently than we explained it. And Lefi and M'iri, this last point would not be relevant, Ayin Shom. And the Gemara continues, Baya Baya, Baya asked the following question, Nazir Shagilach V'shayish Tesiris, if a Nazir cut off all his hair at the time that he had to do Taglachas after he completed his Zeris period, and he left over two hairs, and therefore he wasn't Yotza his Chiv of Taglachas, and Samach Reisha, and then he waited a number of days, and his hair regrew, and then the Chaz of the Gilchan, and then he went and he cut off the original two hairs that he never cut off, but he did cut any other hair. Now, what would be it then? Do we say that Lemaisa, since he cut these original two hairs, and therefore at this point he cut off all of his hair that he grew while he was in Nazir, so therefore he was Mekayim the Mitzvah of Taglachas, or do we say that Lemaisa at this point he didn't have a bald head, and he didn't cut off all his hair at any point, and therefore he's not Yotze the Mitzvah of Taglachas? And as the Rosh says, Mi Amrinon Haregila Kosa Reisa Be'ilu Beis HaTaglachas, between the two haircuts that he took, he cut off all of his hair. Oidilma B'Pam Rishayna Lo'Gila Kivin Neshay Beis Ayres, or the first time he took a haircut, he wasn't Mekayim the Mitzvah of Taglachas because he left over two hairs. V'Hashtanami Kivin Samach Sa Reishay, since Lemaisa at this point he has a full of a head of hair, Lo'Mikri Giluach Mashigilach Beis Ayres, so by the fact that he only cut off two hairs, that is not considered that he took a valid haircut. Therefore, it can't be considered a kiyum of his mitzvah of taglachas. And the Gemara continues with a similar shayla. By Rava is the following shayla: Nazir shegilech, if Nazir took a haircut v'nich shtei sayres and he left two hairs, and therefore he wasn't yotze his mitzvah of taglachas v'gilech achas, and then he went and cut off one of those hairs v'nashra achas, and the last hair fell out. Mao, what would be it then? At this point in the Gemara feels that in order to be yotze the mitzvah of taglachas, you have to at least cut off two hairs at that moment. But if you only cut off one hair, that's not considered a giluach. That's considered a chash kasher v'giluach, and therefore you would not be mekayim the mitzvah of giluach. As the Rosh says, mi aminan kiven legiach achas loykayim mitzvah giluach. Oidilma, and the other side is kiven the b'shosha hischol agaleach choy loy beis sayres kayim mitzvah giluach. Or since lemaisa at the point when he started recutting his hair, he had two hairs on his head, so therefore it's considered a valid kiyum of giluach by even cutting one of those strands. L'chayu the havamin is a bit sarapia because we know that a benegay the isuf taglachas, the isuf for another to cut his hair, is even if he cuts one strand of hair. So we see that even by cutting one strand of hair, it's a maisa that's considered a chashav a maisa, and you're going to be chayu malchus. And l'chayu, why should it be different in the Gemara's havamina? And the Gemara continues and says, Amar Rav Acha midifti Ravina, Rav Acha midifti said to Ravina, gilach sa'ara sa'ara kami bailei l'rava. Is it possible that Rava was asking a shayla if someone goes and cuts off one hair at a time? Because l'maisa in Rava's case, for example, if Reuben is a nazir and at the time that he's doing taglachas, he cuts off one hair at a time, and then for a moment he has two hairs left and he cuts off one hair, do you think that you're not going to be yaitz in the mitzvah of taglachas? Of course you're going to be yaitz in such a mitzvah of taglachas, and therefore in the case of Rava, of a nazir shegilach v'niach shtei sayres v'gilach achas v'nasha achas, there is no difference, and the same did not apply that it's a valid taglachas. Therefore Gemara says inachinami, that is not Rava shaylo, and in that case of course it would be a valid kiyum of the mitzvah of taglachas. Elaim v'nasha achas v'gilach achas ma'u, Rava shaylo was where after he finishes taglachas there were two strands of hair left, one of them falls out, and then he cuts the last one, would he be yaitz in the mitzvah of taglachas or not? And the shaila is that since when he went to cut that hair, there wasn't two strands of hair left, maybe that's not considered a ma'isa chashuv. Therefore, when you cut all of your hair, of course that was not considered a ma'isa of taglachas because you left two strands of hair, then one strand fell out, of course you can't be yaitz because you didn't do that ma'isa of taglachas, and then when you cut the last strand of hair, since there weren't two strands of hair left, maybe that would not be considered a ma'isa of taglachas, and you would not be mekayim the mitzvah of taglachas. And the Gemara says, Amalei, giluach inkan, sar inkan, that since there is no hair anymore, so therefore the nazir could not be yaitzah his mitzvah of taglachas. And the Gemara says, L'chari, that doesn't make sense, as the svar should be, punk vakaret, isar inkan, giluach yeshkan, that if there is no more hair anymore, so therefore the nazir already did a dal taglachas, as he cut off all his hair, and it should be a kiyum of his mitzvah of taglachas. And the Gemara therefore says, Hachikama, this is what he meant to say, afopi shasar inkan, even though at this moment, since he cut his last strand of hair, there is no more hair on his head. However, mitzvah giluach inkan, he was not yaitzes mitzvah giluach, because the only way to be mekayin in the mitzvah giluach is only if at the point when you're cutting your hair, you have at least two strands left. However, in this case, as we explained before, at the point when he cut off all of his hair, since he left two strands of hair, so he was not mekayin in the mitzvah giluach, and at the time when he cut his last strand of hair, there wasn't two strands of hair left at that point, and therefore at that moment, he also couldn't be mekayin in the mitzvah taglachas. We continue with the new Mishnah, Nazir Chayfef Umefasfes Avaloi Serig, that Nazir can wash his hair, can shampoo his hair, and he could even use his hair in order to comb his hair with his fingers and separate his hairs. However, he can't comb or brush his hair with a brush or a comb. The Gemara begins and is bothered that Chayfef Umefasfes money, that the ratio that stated that Nazir is allowed to shampoo his hair or use his fingers in order to separate his hairs, even though there is a possibility that it'll pull out a hair, must be Rab Shimon. He is going like Rab Shimon, that since when he's doing so, he's not miskaven to pull out any hairs, therefore it's mutter. In the second din of the Mishnah, avaloi serik, that a nazir cannot comb or brush his hair with a utensil. The reason why you can't do so is because we're worried that maybe a hair will fall out, and even though it's a davashay miskaven, it would be asa, and asan rabbanon, that's going like the shita of Rabbi Huda, who hold davashay miskaven is asa, and therefore the Gemara asks, reish Rab Shimon, v'seif rabbanon, it comes out, the reish of the Mishnah is going like Rab Shimon, and the seif is going like rabbanon, and the Gemara answers, Amarabba or Samagaris, Amarabba, Kulu Rab Shimon, he really in the entire Mishnah is going like Rab Shimon, that Davashay Miskava is Mutah, and even so, in the Sefer of the Mishnah, when the Mishnah states, Avalei Serik, that's also true because Kol Serik, Lahasanim Medudelos Miskavin, when a person uses a brush or a comb to comb their hair, they do so with the intent that they want to remove the loose hairs that are attached to the scalp. Those hairs are mafriya, the rest of the hairs, and therefore they're actually miskaven to remove those hair. And of course, since they're miskaven to rip out those hairs, therefore it's a dover hamiskaven, and it would be asar. And as Taisa states, the stam sayrik miskaven lahosir asar. However, I in the rush that he actually learns that the Gemara means to say that in the case where someone's using a brush, that it's something which is normal that the hairs would come out, and even though he's not miskaven to pull out those hairs, but the and of course, Rav Shimon's Maida, that even though he holds Davashay Miskavin is Mutta, however, if it's a Psikresha, the Nichalei, then of course it would be Usar. We continue with the new Mishnah, that although in the Mishnah we already said that a Nazir can use shampoo, however, Bishma And he says, although it seems from the Tanakama that you're allowed to use any shampoo, however, the Nazir cannot use earth for his shampoo because that will remove his hair. Therefore, even though it's a Davish Emiskavin, however, it's a Psegresha. And the Gemara begins and asks the following Shaila. We have the Shaila as follows. Did Rabbi Shmuel mean to say that you're not allowed to use earth that will remove your hair? And therefore, it's also because it's Psegresha. Did Rabbi Shmuel say that you can't use any earth, even that earth which will not remove hair? Is since we have a Xerah, that since there are some types of Adama which will remove a person's hair, therefore we made a Xerah and we said that you can't use any type of shampoo made of earth, and even if that earth will not rip out the hair, and it will not be a psik ratio. And the Gemara says, L'may nafkamina, what's the nafkamina, which way we learn? Could go into ik Adama, d'loy masra, if you find some sort of Adama which will not rip out a person's hair, so I amr b'pleshi masharistran, if you say that the reason for Rabbi Shmuel is because this type of Adama will remove the person's hair, hechad yidin, d'loy masra shapa, so if we know that this shampoo will not remove your hair, then certainly you could use that type of shampoo. Eli'i amr p'leha masharis, if you're going to say that it's because some types of Adama will rip out your hair, so klal klaloi, so it won't make a difference what type of Adama you will use, it would still be usa, and even if we know that this particular type of Adama will not remove this person's hair, the Nazir can still use this type of shampoo when he's washing his hair, and the Gemara ends, teku. And we begin the new Mishnah, Nazir shal yishoyse yayin kol yoyim in chayiv lachas. If Reuven was a Nazir, and two Edom came and gave him asra, that you should know you should not drink wine, because if you do so, you'll be chayiv malchus, and he goes and drinks wine the entire day, he will only be chayiv one set of malchus, and he won't be chayiv a separate malchus for each revius or each kezias that he drank. And the Ravon Masechtas Malchus on Daf Chof and Daf Chavah speaks about this point, and he says that the only reason why you're not going to be chayiv two malchus is because the person has a taina that potentially he forgot his asra during that period of time, and therefore you can't be chayiv him for every single revius. However, the Ravon brings a kasha on this teretz, as L'chira, we find many cases where a person will receive multiple malchus for multiple actions as long as they were gufim muchalakim, as we find b'digay, a person has bia with five different arayas. We don't have the taina that maybe he forgot the asra, and therefore the Ritva says that over here the reason why he's only chayiv one malchus is because he only had one action as he drank the entire day, and since it's shem echad and guf echad, therefore he's only chayiv one malchus. And the Mishnah continues, amru loy al tishta al tishta v'hu shoysa chayiv al kol achas v'achas. If the edim who gave him asra actually give him asra between every single revius and he keeps drinking, then of course he'll be chayiv multiple malchus, as the asra of the edim will be mechalkos and will cause an additional chiyuv for malchus. And the Rishonim discussed that we know that in order to give a proper asra, then we'll have to say that you should know you can't drink a revius or a kezias of wine, and if you do so, you will receive malchus. And Amisha says that all they said to him was al tishta al tishta, and therefore some Rishonim say that in the Chanami doesn't mean that they said al tishta al tishta, it means that they gave him a proper asra, and they told him you should know that if you do drink, you'll be chayiv malchus. Others say that since the first time that he was about to drink, they gave him a proper asra, therefore, even if the edim only gave an asra of al tishta for any subsequent drinking, he would be chayiv malchus. Mishnah will bring down the same halacha, b'negei giluach and b'negei anazir becoming tamei lemesim, and the achrenim discuss why is it that the Mishnah needs three cases. And the Mishnah continues, if edim gave asra to a nazir not to cut his hair, and he cut his hair and continued cutting his hair the entire day, ain't a chayiv alachas, even though he cut off multiple strands of hair, he will only be chayiv one malchus. However, amru loyv, the edim told him each individual time that he was about to cut off another hair, atigaleach, atigaleach, v'hu megaleach, and he keeps cutting his hair, chayiv al kolachas v'achas, then it'll be chayiv for each individual asra, and even if he only cuts off one hair at each time, since as we know, the shear for the issa of a nazir to cut off his hair, is even if he only cuts off one strand of hair. And finally, the Mishnah teaches us the same din, b'negeah tumas meis, that there's an issa for a nazir to become tamei lemeis, and if edim give him asra, and ha'im metamei lemeisim kol yoyim, and the nazir goes and metamei lemeisim the entire day, ein chayiv alachas, he'll only be chayiv for one malchus, amuloy atatame atatame. However, they give him multiple asrais, v'hu metame, and he continues to be metame, chayiv al kolachas v'achas, then he'll be chayiv for each individual time that he continues to be meisiv tumo al tumasai, and therefore he'll be chayiv multiple malchus. And we continue on daf mem beis on beis, and before we begin, let's just start with a quick hakdama. Number one, there are three basic ways that a person can become tamei lemeis. They can become tamei through maga, through touching a meis, through masa, through carrying a meis, or through oil hatoma, by being in the same oil and the same house and under the same roof as a dead body, as a corpse. And number two, a bit later on this amid, the Gemara will discuss discuss the concept of Tumah B'Chiburin, which is a din that's relevant to a person who is Tamei Meis. As we know, if someone touches a meis or is an Oil Meis, the din is that he becomes Tamei Meis, and he must go through the entire process, and he must have the Mei Chatas, the Mayim of the Paraduma, sprayed on him on the third and seventh day that he is Tamei Meis, and then on the seventh day he could go to Mikvah and then become Tar. And we also know that generally, if Reuven is an Ava Tumah because he touched an Avi Avais HaTumah and he became Tamei by touching or being an Oil of a Meis, so the din is that Reuven subsequently goes and touches Shimon, then Shimon becomes a Rishon LeTumah, and Shimon will be Tamei for that day. He'll be able to go to the Mikvah and have Harav Shemesh and become Tar. However, there is a major Chumrah B'negei Tumas Meis, that if Reuven is actually touching a Meis at the same time that he goes and touches Shimon, then the din is that since Reuven is touching a Meis, it's as if there's electricity, and as if that Tumah transfers directly to Shimon, and as if Shimon touched the Meis itself, and therefore Shimon also becomes an Ava Tumah. He would need to have Mechatas be sprayed on him on the third and seventh day, and go through the entire regular process of someone who is Tamei Meis. And our Gemara now begins, and there'll be a machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef as to what Rav Huna stated. And the Gemara will be discussing two different psukim b'negei nazir. The first pasuk states, "Kol yemei yizir l'Hashem al nefesh meis lo yavai," and the second pasuk states, "La'avu v'limay la'achav l'achaisa lo yitam l'hem b'meisam ki nezi alokav al reishai." And our Gemara begins, "Itma we learned Am Rabba Am Rav Huna." Rabba stated in the name of Rav Huna, "Mikri moli di ba'kasev." The Torah says a mefurish pasuk that nazir is not allowed to be metamei to his entire family, and of course he's not allowed to be metamei to a regular person either. And the pasuk states, "Lo yitamei k'shuayim lo yavai." And then the Torah also stated previously that a nazir cannot be metamei and he can't come into an oil hameis. So therefore, the Torah is teaching us that there are actually two isurim b'negei a nazir, lazir al tuma, lazir al abir, and the Torah is being mazir a nazir. That number one is an isur for you to come into contact with the meis, and there's isur maga and masa. And number two, there's a separate isur that you're not allowed to go into the oil hameis. Therefore, Rabbi teaches us in the name of Rav Huna that if Reuven already received that straw not to become tamei lameis, and he goes and touches the meis, and therefore he became tamei lameis, and then afterwards he's about to go into the oil hameis, and the edim tell him and they give him a straw that he's not allowed to go into oil hameis, even though he was already tamei. But if Reuven now goes into that oil hameis, he would actually be chayiv a second set of malchus. First, because he was oiva and became tamei through maga hameis, and number two, he was oiva on the issa of going into an oil hameis. And the Rishonim explained that certainly the same din would apply if Reuven is about to go into an oil hameis, and Edom come and warn him that you should know you're going to be oiva on two isurim, on lo yitama and on lo yavai, that he'd be oiva on both of the isurim, and he'd be received malchus both for the issa of lo yitama and also for the issa of lo yavai. However, Rav says over in the name of Rav Huna, "Aval tumah v'tumah loy," if Reuven receives hasra not to touch a mace and he touches the mace, so certainly it's going to be chayiv one set of malchus. However, if after Reuven is already tamei, Reuven receives another hasra from Edom and they say don't touch this other mace, then the din would be that if he touches the mace, he would not be chayiv another chayiv of malchus. And as Taisa points out, the Gemara in a moment will ask from our Mishnah that l'chayr it's muchach from our Mishnah that if there are separate hasrayas, then he'd be chayiv two separate malchus, even though he was already tamei previously. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yosef Amar, Rabbi Yosef argues in Rabba, and he said, "Halakim, and I swear by the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that this is not what Rav Huna said, but Amar Rav Huna, what Rav Huna really said is, afil tum v'tuma, even if Reuven was tamei based on maga masa, and then Edom came and gave him another asra, not to touch another mace, that the din would be that he chayiv a second malchus." And Rav Yosef brings you raya to Amar Rav Huna, because Rav Huna stated, "Nazir shayo oim beis hakfaris, if there's a nazir who's standing in the beis hakfaris, v'shit loy mesai, and they pass over to him his mace, referring to one of his kravim, which is always called mesai, as we have a parak in Masechtas Brachos that's called Misha Mesa Mutalufanov, or Umes Acha, they hand him over another mace, Vinogabai, and now he touches that mace, that at this point he's chayiv, he'll be chayiv to Malkus, number one, because he became Tamei by going into the basic forest, and number two, because now he touched another mace, and as long as he had a separate Asra, he would be chayiv two separate Chiyuvim for Malkus. Rav Yosef asks, "Amai, why would be chayiv Hamitam Bekoyim? He's already Tamei because he was in the basic forest, El Lav Shmamina, and therefore it must be that Rav Huna, Afilu Tumah V'Tumah, Rav Huna holds that even if someone's Tamei Maga or Tamei because he was in the basic forest, and then he has Asra, and he becomes Tamei once again by touching a mace, he'd be chayiv a separate malchus for coming into contact with that mace." And the Gemara continues, "Esve Abaya." Abaya will now ask a question to Rav Yosef and will try to support the version that Rabba brought in the name of Rav Huna. And he brings from a brisa that states, "Koyin shahay loy mace munach al ksefai." If there was a koyin, and of course this koyin, as we'll see in a moment, must have been a koyin gadol, and he had a mace that was actually on his shoulders, or some say that when we're not curious over here, the Lashon Kohen, but it actually is talking about a Nazir, and in any case, the Nazir, or this Kohen, was over, and they became Tamil Mace, Vashitle Mesai, Umes Achar, and then they passed to this Nazir, or to this Kohen Gadol, his Mace, meaning one of his Kravim, or they passed him someone who wasn't his Karev, the Nagabai, and then he touched that Mace, Yachli Echayev, you would think that he'd be Chayev, his second set of Makis, and we will be curious like the Gears of the Rishonim, Tamil Leimar, and the Gemara now brings a Pasuk that states, Benegea, a Kohen Gadol, that a Kohen Gadol should not become Tomei, as if he does so, he profanes himself. And in Taisus who brings that the Teres Kohenim is Gerus, the words V'leichal, but that Pasuk has nothing to do with the Azara of a Kohen not become Tomei, as the Pasuk over there states, and therefore Taisus, as well as the other Rishonim, are Gerus over here, the word Leichalai, as we explain, and therefore the Gemara explains, the only time that Issa applies is only for someone that is not yet Mechul, however, someone who's already tummy and is already profane is not also to touch another mace. Therefore, by Yisrael of Yasef, that how can you say to Rav Huna hold that even if you add on another Tumas Maga, you actually be chayiv another Chiyav of Malkus? We see then the Brisa we state that as long as the Kohen or the Nazir was already tummy, then by adding on more Tumah, that would not be Mechayiv him another Chiyav of Malkus. And therefore, if Rav Huna stated anything, it must be that he was telling us a Chiddush B'negei Oila Mace. All Rav Huna was teaching us is if someone was tummy based on Maga, then if he goes into Eilam Meis, he'd be chayiv a separate Malkus. And Taisus points out that even though this Pasuk is discussing a Kohen Gadol, however, certainly we find that we learn the din of Naziris from the din of Kohen Gadol, as we learn in Daf Mem Chesu Men Aleph, that's a Gzeir Shava of Imoi Imoi. And since both the Kohen Gadol and the Nazir are also to be metamic to their mother, therefore the same din apply. And the Gemara continues, Amaleis, Rabbi Yosef responds back to Abaya, V'tikshil Lucha Masisen, I'll bring you a Raya from a Mishnah that you're incorrect, and my Svarna Rav Huna is correct, it's not. So we learned on the Mishnah, Hayim Mitami L'Mesim Kol HaYom, if a Nazir was Mitami L'Mesim the entire day, and he only had one Asra, then Einu Chayiv Ala Achas, the Nazir will only be Chayiv one Chiv of Malkus, or Muloy Al Tatame, however, if he had multiple Asrais, Chayiv Al Kol Achas V'Achas, he'll be Chayiv on each time that he touches a Mace. And Rabbi Yosef Yes V'Amai, how could it be there'll be Chayiv multiple Malkus, Ha Mitami V'Koyim, he's already Tomei, and therefore he's not adding on any Tumah, and L'Chari, he should not be Chayiv multiple Malkus, Elo Kasha Dodi, and therefore it must be that there's a steer between the Brisa that you brought and the Mishnah that we have. And of course, Zokra Biesif Tabaya, a Mishnah definitely takes precedence over Brisa, and therefore it proves that I'm correct and this is the proper version of Rav Huna. And even more so, Rav Huna actually understands this by following a Mishnah over Brisa. The Gemara continues that Abaya responds to Rabbi Yosef and he says, Le Kasha, that even though you seem to have brought me a steer from our Mishnah to the Brisa that I brought, but the Maisa, there is no steer, as Kan b'chiburin, Kan shalei b'chiburin. Really, Rabbi's version of Rav Huna is correct. And really, if Reuven is tummy based on Tumas Maga, then the din is that if he adds on another Tumah of Maga, he would not be chayiv to Malkus. However, that is only talking about an example such as in the Brisa, whereas the Brisa stated there was a Kohen Gadol that had a mace that was lying on his shoulders and that was actually on his shoulders at that moment. And therefore, since there was Tumah b'chiburin at that moment, and the Kohen Gadol or the Nazir was in contact with the mace, therefore, even if you'll give Hasra to the Nazir or to the Kohen Gadol, and you'll pierce him another mace, and he comes into contact with that mace, that is not adding any extra tumor, as the Nazir or the Kohen Gadol is on the highest level that's possible to be at the point that he's touching a mace, and therefore, you can't go and add on another Chiyuv Malkus. However, in a Chanami, even Rav Huna agrees that there is a possibility of being Chayiv multiple Malkus in the case of a Mishnah, where a Nazir already became Tomei by touching a mace, and now he's not touching the mace any longer, and the Edom come and say, you should know if you go and touch a mace, you will be Chayiv Malkus. So then the din is, if Reuven goes and touches a mace, so at that point he's actually adding on to his Tumah, as at the moment that he's touching the mace, he actually now has the same din of Tumah B'chiburin, and therefore he has a Chomadikah Tumah on him at this moment, and therefore there's a din that he could also be Mitame as second Chayiv Malkus at that time. And a very simple way to understand the Chiluk, that it makes sense when the Nazir is still touching the original mace, and now he touches another mace, so as the Mepharish explains, in a chayiv alachas, the chatuma achas dami, as it's considered as if he's in the middle of the same tumah, hoyvul in style with tumah rishayna, as he never removed himself from the original tumah. However, once he leaves go of the original mace, and now he touches another mace, so now he's adding on a separate tumah, and therefore he could be chayiv a separate din and a separate chayiv of malchus. And the Rosh says this in a bit of a more lamdish way, as the Rosh says, in the case where there's chiburin, so in hashitle mace, loy mechayiv, the mechul va'imid hu, ve'in a mace tumah al tumasei. At this point, you're not increasing the tumah that you already had. However, kan shalei b'chiburin achas shapirish min ha-meis, after he already separated himself from the original meis, v'yishit lo meis acha, and then they pass him another meis, v'hisubroi, and they give him asra, al tatamei chayiv beis. In this case, to be chayiv the second malchus. And as we originally explained, the betumah beis, because during the second tumah, and at the point that he's touching the meis, yesh tesis tumah, at this point is an increase in tumah, the ba'idim mechubal meis, at the point that he's still touching the meis, odom anegeir boi tamei zayin, if Shimon would now come and touch Ruvain, Shimon would now become tamei zayin, and he'd become an avat tumah, the achas shapir shanegeir boi. However, after Ruvain stops touching the meis, ain't a tamei ki'im tumas erev, then if Shimon touches Ruvain, or comes in contact with Ruvain, then the din would be that Shimon would be a rishon tumah, and will only be tamei until the evening. And the Gemara continues and asks, v'tumah b'chuburin deraisi, l'chayr, based on what you're telling me, it comes out that the din of tumah b'chuburin must be a din deraisa, as if it's not a din deraisa, then how could it be that you chayv malchus based on the fact that you're adding on this more stringent level of tumah that it is tumah b'chuburin? If l'maisa, if it's only a din rabbanon, l'chayr, how can you be chayv the nazar a second set of malchus? And the Gemara therefore asks, how can you say that tumah b'chuburin is deraisa? V'amar b'yitzchak rabbi Yosef amar rabbi Yanai, l'amar tumah b'chuburin el l'chumah v'kachim, that we only said this concept of tumah b'chuburin only be the geya be metamet chumah or kachim. And for example, if Ruvain is touching Shimon while Ruvain is also touching a mace, then Shimon becomes tamei, and if he touches truma or he touches kachim for the next 7 days, that truma and kachim will become pasul. And this was a chumra drabbanan b'negei truma and b'negei kachim. Avol nazir v'isa pesach loy, but we didn't extend this din drabbanan to a nazir and to someone that's about to bring the karm pesach. So, for example, if Ruvain is touching a mace and then he touches Shimon, who is a nazir, the din is that Shimon will not have to bring his karbanis tuma, and he will not forfeit his original days that he counted of his years, as he doesn't become tamei meis. And the same implies to someone that's about to bring his karm pesach, and Ruvain is touching a meis and touches Shimon, that we would not say that Shimon becomes tamei and can't bring his karm pesach, but we would say that Shimon could actually bring his karm pesach, since Meduraisa he is only a rishon l'tuma, and therefore he'll be able to eat his karm pesach that evening. And as the Gemara is, v'yamer deraisa, and if you're going to say the din of tumah b'chiburin is deraisa, so maishna, what would be the difference between truma and kachim and nazav oisa pesach? Therefore, l'chayr, it is a raya that the din of tumah b'chiburin is only a drabbanan dikadin. If so, how could it be that you'd be mechayiv in nazir a second set of malchus only based on a din drabbanan? And the Gemara answers, kam b'chibur adam ba'adam, kam b'chibur adam b'meis. That bevade is true that there is a concept of tumah b'chiburin deraisa, and there is also a concept of tumah b'chiburin drabbanan. And the difference is as follows: if Reuben is actually touching a mace, and at the same time that he's touching a mace, he's touching Shimon with his other hand, so then, as we said, there's a din of electricity that says that not only is Reuben considered a tummy mace, and he's considered an avatuma, but Shimon also becomes an avatuma. And it is based on this din that we stated in our Mishnah, and Rav Huna stated that there's a concept of tumah b'chiburin, and since that is a muhammad dikatuma, so there's a din that that is moisif tuma, and even if a nazir was tummy based on maga, and then he become tummy once again based on maga, so now, since he already left go of the original mace, he's adding on tumah to his tumah, and therefore he'd be chayiv to malchus on the Raisinika level. And one of them, Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yosef, said the name Rabbi Yanai, that the only time we say tumah b'chiburin is only by truma and kachim, and not by nazir and oisa pesach. That's because he's talking about tumah b'chiburin drabbanan, and that's talking about a case where Reuven was touching a mace, and at the same time, Reuven touched Shimon, and of course Shimon becomes an avatumah, but in this case, Shimon was also touching Levi, and midiraisa, we don't say that the electricity will work and continue on to Levi, and Levi will become an avatuma, but we say that Levi will actually be a rishul tuma. However, midrabbanan, we look at Levi as an avatuma, at least in the gated din of chuma and kachim. However, in this case, the rabbanan did not extend the din of tuma b'chiburin, but the gated din of nazir, and the gated din of karm pesach, and we will stop over here.